Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, Jonah Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Fletcher Cox, he just doesn't get his due around here, man. That's what I believe. Yes, he's not as good as he used to be, but he's still damn good. What do you make of how he's sort of historically been viewed? And is John right that this Jeff McClain article, the reporting in it, is yet another example of dysfunction with the Eagles, that giving Fletcher Cox say is not good? And maybe it's more than say, but you know, in no time in this article does it ever say that he makes the decision. No, it just references that Howie Roseman, you know, gives him a voice, and I think that's fine. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. To Ron in Monco. What's up, Ron?
Okay, Hammer, here we go.
Uh-oh.
You're back on football, man. This is bad.
Well, we know baseball game and no basketball game.
Yeah, but when you talk about football, man, you revert back.
Hey, Ron, who was right about Carson Wentz and how many millions were wrong?
You don't know that yet, dude. You guys are going to look really bad when he does well out there. You're going to have some explaining to do.
All right, we'll find out.
Okay.
All right.
All right, but anyway, let me try to get – I'm with John on this, totally. And this goes back to – let me try to get it out. Okay, what was it last year or the year before that we had a chance to give it to Hurts and get something for him, and then all that unfolded with him, right? The point.
Whoa. Talking about Jalen Hurts?
No, Ertz.
Ertz. I'm sorry. Okay. Go ahead.
We missed the boat on that. Do you agree now on Ertz that we missed the boat, that we should have traded him?
I don't agree with. I mean,
when that wide receiver went to Buffalo, we had a shot at getting him. Okay, all back during that time period. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if Stephon Diggs would be here for Ertz.
Now that you see this thing unfold with Ertz, you don't think that was the right thing to move him back a year or two ago?
Well, I don't – hold on. Ryan, you're going in a million directions here. I don't know that – hold on. I don't know that they could have gotten Stephon Diggs for Zach Ertz. Do I wish they made that trade? Yeah, sure. Of course. But I don't know that trade was available.
A chance to get rid of him and to get something for him, and then the whole thing unraveled. Okay, now it's there. But my point is that everybody that was in that Super Bowl at 17 should have been gone 2 years ago. Okay, you had a chance this year.
Does that include Jason Kelsey?
I'm
just taking you at your word. You said everybody. So you want the whole team.
And let me tell you why, though.
Okay.
Let me tell you why.
Okay. That's going to really be great for your salary cap, by the way, cutting all these guys. And that would have been great for the 2019 and 2020.
You could have traded them.
It's still killer for the cap. Ron, if you're going to talk football and come at me as if I don't know what I'm talking about, yo, check yourself.
Okay, I'm going to – well, let me finish, Joe. Now, listen. Okay, here's the point. The point is that this team – was supposed to be in transition, okay? Total blow up rebuild. You don't take stuff from the past and bring it into the future. This is going to be a major problem. This is nothing but Jason Peters all over again. And you got a brand new coach and staff coming in. And this guy, I guarantee you, there's going to be problems.
All righty. Ron's all fired up today. Hey, Twitter poll question of the day. Brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. You can make a day of it at Delaware Park. Enjoy daily free golf, lunch, and sports wagering. DelawarePark.com for details. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. A question I'm truly curious to see where the voting results come in, and I really don't know where this would go. And certainly you can weigh in as well on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Because, of course, the Sixers and Hawks play tonight in Game 2. And we'll ask this question. Who would you rather have on your team this series? Obviously, we're talking about who would you rather have on the Sixers, basically. Who would you rather have on your team? A, Ben Simmons, or B, Trae Young? Now, think about it. Let's see where the results go here. I don't think there's any question Trae Young outplayed Ben Simmons in game one. Doesn't mean he'll outplay him in every game. Doesn't. But let's see where the voting results go here.
Jeez.
Who would you rather have on your team? Trae or Ben? Ben or Trae?
Doesn't feel fair.
Listen. Trae had a great game one. Ben, not as much. But Ben's done a lot of good work in the league. Now I'm frustrated with him like everybody. I mean, Ben is like 7,000 times better defensively than Trae Young. Just think about it. We'll see where the votes go. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Dwight right now in Limerick. What's up, Dwight?
Hey, Joe. Hey, John. How are you?
Doing well, Dwight.
So I was listening to the Sixers game the other day, and I don't know understand why people aren't more upset with Ben Simmons missing all the free throws.
They're pretty upset, man. I don't know. I mean, we've expressed tremendous aggravation with Ben Simmons missing the free throws. So have many.
Doc hasn't.
Yeah.
Well, exactly.
Ben hasn't.
Yeah. You're right.
If you factor those in, the Sixers had a chance of winning that game.
We know. We agree.
So why doesn't he sit Ben Simmons when they start fouling him intentionally?
He should. I absolutely believe he should. And he has said on the record that he won't.
Well, I think he needs to be held more accountable for that.
Yeah.
I mean, too. Listen, Dwight.
I think it's going to get to that point. I'm telling you, the Hawks are going to do it again. The Hawks are going to do it tonight.
Yes.
And it's going to be just like in the first game, they'll do it in the first half, just like they did in the first game. They'll do it in the second half, just like they did it in the first game. And think about if the game's close. If you're the Hawks and you want to prevent us from having a chance at 3 points, you know, by hitting a three, foul Ben, you got a great shot at coming away, you know, allowing just 1 point or less. Every team is going to do this. It is a real problem, and I agree with you, Dwight. I don't think enough has been made of it. Even though a lot has been made of it, it's just going to keep happening, and it might cost us. It might end up losing us this series.
I believe it will, yeah. But I don't think anybody will hold Doc accountable.
Oh, I get Dwight. I swear to God, I'll hold him accountable. I told Seltzer about a week or two ago when Doc Rivers said some inane, absurd, preposterous series of comments about Ben Simmons and we don't appreciate him enough and all that nonsense. I said to Seltzer, James, save that audio. We will use that audio in a couple weeks when the Sixers lose in the playoffs. And I hope I'm wrong, by the way. Of course, I hope Sixers win. But when they lose, I will be prepared, Dwight, to play Doc Rivers' words out of his own mouth, and then we can all be the judge and jury of how absurd it is what Doc Rivers said. Because believe me, it's absurd.
Because how can you praise somebody when they lose the game for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen, Dwight, I appreciate the call, man. It's very aggravating. 215-592-9494. If you're headed down to the game tonight, obviously we want to hear from you. Expectations for the Sixers and, you know, where you stand on Ben Simmons and Doc Rivers and the whole deal. Also, we have a 4-pack of tickets to give away today to see the Reading Fightin' Phils versus Hartford Yard Goats this Saturday, 6:45 at First Energy Stadium. It's Mega Blast Fireworks Night. Largest fireworks show in stadium history.
Wow.
How about that?
I love
fireworks. How about that? For more information and tickets, visit therphils.com. Yeah, fireworks are great. Speaking of great Joan Rivers, it would have been her birthday. She passed away a few years ago. Very notable entertainer, funny, irreverent, spanned a lot of decades of entertainment in America. And also, you know, her daughter got in the act in the last handful of years of Joan Rivers' life, where Melissa Rivers also had notoriety, and they had a TV show together on E! On that whole deal. It's a mother-daughter combo. It's certainly a famous one. It's a famous mother-daughter combo, and as we look to give away the tickets today for Saturday's Reading Fightin' Phils game, where you can go to the game and see the fireworks. John, curious from you, from Seltzer, and everyone today at 215-592-9494. A notable mother-daughter combination can be real life, like Joan and Melissa Rivers, can be fictional, whether it's a movie or a TV show or a book or a play or whatever. John Ritchie, when you think famous mom-daughter combo, because, you know, there's only like billions of mom-daughter combos, but I'm not looking for, like, you know, two random people. I'm talking, let's get to some fame and notoriety.
Yeah.
John, famous mother-daughter combo. What do you got?
Thank you for being a friend.
I was going to do that, too. Wow. Dorothy
Sophia
and Sophia.
And Dorothy,
that was
man.
That's going to be my answer. Oh.
Living at Blanche's
I can't believe
house.
I have a backup, but wow.
That's classic. That's
Golden Girls. Great
I was going to make a Joe Wheelhouse joke, you know, and then yeah. go into it. So.
Oh, you're right.
I was a big fan.
The craziest part about it, is that? I think Sophia was younger than Dorothy
she
in
was.
Real life.
Yeah, that's yeah. correct. That's exactly right.
Yeah, great show.
Seltzer, when you think of mother-daughter combo, what hits you?
All right, I'll go with my backup. Not a haymaker, but my daughter's name is in there, so I'm going to use it. And I'll go for real life.
Okay.
How about that Lisa Bonet and Zoe Kravitz? Sure. Shout out to Lisa Bonet, who still brings it.
You got it. You got it. Look, a lot of ways to go here, and James goes to real life. Obviously, John went to fiction. I, too, will go fiction. And listen, here's a big one. You know, you're watching Star Wars and 4, 5, and 6, you don't know about this Padme gal. But then you find out, you know, about 20 years ago or so when they come out with 1, 2, and 3, that Princess Leia's mom was Padme, who, of course, was played by Natalie Portman and was the mother of Princess Leia. Tremendous from movie. It took 20-something years to really reveal itself as the story. Like it was a really cool aspect of it. Padme and Princess Leia from the world of fiction, mother-daughter combo. Now, hit us up here, 215-592-9494. A lot of ways you can go. Give us a notable mother-daughter combo, and you can get yourself out to the Reading Fight and Phil's game on Saturday. Four-pack of tickets, see the fireworks, the whole deal. Let's talk to Dan right now. Let's see if he agrees with me that Fletcher Cox has been underappreciated. What's up, Dan?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Dan.
So, this is where I'm at with this one. We all know that Cox hasn't underachieved off the field, so I'm thinking maybe a different kind of sack or double team got him some bad press, maybe, if you know what I'm saying.
Say that again. I don't know what you're saying. I have no idea what you're saying.
Well, I'm saying maybe a different kind of sack or a different kind of double team off the field.
Well, then, listen, I'm not getting in all that, Dan. Good. Just talk football to me.
But no, for real, on a real point, I was thinking about it. He needs to get in the backfield almost at like the speed of light. And especially under Jim Johnson's scheme where they kind of play back. So maybe with a different defensive scheme, he'll be a little bit more effective. I just think as an aging player, he can't get in the backfield as quick. So I think that was a kind of a hindrance to him.
Well, I think they chalked it up to a lot of injuries. We heard a lot about the foot. We heard a lot about the double teaming. But the bottom line was he was not as disruptive. These last
yeah,
2 years.
Yeah, but he was missing Malik, too. Malik went down, you know. So, I know.
Yeah, that's the other thing. He's been playing next to, I mean, I hate to say it, but kind of some schmoes the last few years.
Yeah.
I mean, this was supposed to be Malik Jackson. First, it was supposed to be Timmy Jernigan, who was good in 2017, then kind of fell off. Then you had Malik Jackson in there. Then you had Hargrave in there. And frankly, all three of those guys really let the Eagles down over the last couple of years when they played. So he's been next to, I mean, there was some Hector and Hester in there. I mean, there have been some random dudes. It's like, wow, who's starting next to Fletcher this week? Who's getting 30 snaps next to Fletcher? Exactly.
There's only so much you can do with double and triple teams.
Totally.
Against them. I know
Dan, and this is my point to John earlier, and I'll make it all show. The fact that the Eagles, without blitzing, by the way, last year, let's remember that reality. They weren't a blitz team under Jim Schwartz. Still finished third in the NFL, not a small sample size a week or a month, third in the NFL for an entire season in sacks, okay? Like, that obviously, common sense tells you that Fletcher Cox getting double-teamed, even though he's not always getting the
Come
sack,
on, man.
Helps
common
the other
sense,
guys get sacks.
Common sense tells you
oh,
that stat doesn't make sense.
John,
but
you're a classic not appreciating him.
If you're saying that the defensive line isn't as good and they're still putting up that many numbers, even with the extra time, then it's Fletcher Cox is leaving some of that pressure for these lesser players.
Well, that's my point.
So
exactly
yeah,
right.
I feel like, but I don't know. I don't see him as an underachiever. I guess we'll see this year.
I don't think you pay $24 million a year to have a guy who's going to take on double teams and not split them.
All right, Dan, what do you got on the Dan? What do you got? Dan, what do you got on the 70s? Dan, what do you got on the Sixers?
Well, can I go Phillies? Is that
sure?
Is that
go,
cool?
go for it.
I just feel like now's the time for the Phillies to do something because there's going to be no pressure on them with the Sixers playing. I feel like Nolan needs to step his game up. I mean, there's literally nobody down at the field. And with the three, I guess I can't call them aces, but with your three best starters going, I feel like it would be
beneficial to have a sweep and get back over 500.
That'd be tremendous. That'd be great. Dan, give me a mother-daughter combo.
I'm going with Morticia and Wednesday Addams.
All right, man.
Oh, nice.
Dan, you got it, man. Appreciate the phone call right there. Let's talk to Anthony. Anthony, you're on WIP.
Yo, what's up, Hammer? It's your Frosted Tips brother.
Yeah, I'm still looking into the Frosted Tips thing. I actually did not get a text message back from my hairdresser, which leaves me a little bit in a lurch here. Because normally
you got to follow up with her.
I will follow up right now.
I did my research last night.
Do you text your hairdresser a lot?
Not too often,
but she probably was a little taken aback.
No.
Why is this guy texting?
No, we're friends. We've
really?
Hung out. Yeah. Good peeps.
All right.
Yeah.
So I've becoming like a regular caller now, and you know, you do like golf outings with like Tom from Abington and everything.
Yep.
I got a challenge for you. My buddy has an indoor golf place out in Garnet Valley.
Okay.
Sweet.
And I'd like to not only challenge you, I'd like to play you. And if you agree to it, I'll frost my tips.
Wow.
And I'll pay for all the beers. Seltzer, Richie, you can come. I'll pay for all the beers.
Wow.
First off, I hang out with Seltzer and Richie enough. I mean, come on now.
Tell me about
it. Come on.
No, Seltzer hanging out would be good.
You see me with Frosted Tips.
Do I really have to bring Richie along, though? I mean, come on, man.
He's my favorite fullback. I want to see him.
I want to see the Frosted Tips.
And he had my back yesterday with my song, You Are My Sunshine.
Yeah.
There you go.
Great answer, man.
So Anthony, these are tough situations on the spot to have to answer. Because if I say yes, I'm like the good guy.
Come
and
on,
if I
Joe.
Say no, I'm
and
the
Joe,
bad guy. I don't want to be the
Joe,
bad guy.
Joe, my what? Boy that is running the indoor golf arena has 94-1 on all day.
He
loves you guys. Everyone was texting me yesterday like, oh, dude, great call, man.
Right.
I'm like, yo, I'm going to challenge the Hammer to a round of XO.
All right, I'll tell you what I'm going to do here, Anthony. I'm going to put you on hold so Seltzer can get your information. Let me deliberate on this one, not live on the air, and I will try to get out there with you. Is that a fair way to put it?
Okay. All right.
What's your question for John?
John, so my daughter, she wanted to learn how to play the guitar.
Uh huh.
And my brother gave her his old guitar.
Well, that was very nice.
And she, it's acoustic.
Yeah.
And she like taught herself how to play within like a week.
That's beautiful.
And I don't have social media or anything, but I don't know if off air I could get like your email. I would love to like send you these videos and get your input on it.
Sure. Yeah, have Jimmy give it to you.
And I didn't even know she had such a good voice, and she's like playing along, and I'm like, where did all this come from?
Anthony, any other requests? You want $1,000 from Seltzer? I mean, you want an email address?
This one I don't think I can.
Sounds like you got a star on
your
hands.
Do you want a host here on WIP?
Sure. Take a coffee break.
Do you want to be the bell ringer for the Sixers tonight? I mean, just keep going while you're at it.
Hey, man.
I'd love to see it. Jimmy will give you my email.
Shoot your shot.
Anthony, give me a mom-daughter combo.
Kind of corny, but me and my mom watch it. Kind of funny. The show Mom or Mom.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. That's from
Allison Janney
from West Wing.
And
yeah.
Anna Faris, yeah.
You got it, man. Anthony, good phone call. Let me put you on hold. We'll get your information. We'll get to you.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Thanks, dude. Appreciate the call. All right. Let's talk to Frank right now in Summers Point. What's up, Frank?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Frank.
I want to talk specifically to John about knee braces. I notice in college football, all the linemen wear braces.
Yeah.
Do they prevent you from moving 100%?
A lot of guys hate that. A lot of schools have a policy where all the O-linemen and the quarterbacks have to wear those. At Michigan, they had that rule.
Wow.
At a lot of schools, you have to have your ankles taped, and you have to wear ankle braces. You know, this is just preventative medicine. They try to get ahead of it, but guys hate it, absolutely hate it, and they don't require the skill position guys to wear those braces unless they have a knee injury, unless they feel the need. I can tell you, when I had to wear one, it was awful.
How much does it help, though? Like Landon Dickerson last year getting rolled up on. It wasn't a non-contact injury. He got rolled up on. Like, could that save?
It can help, yeah.
It could save a guy,
it
maybe?
It can help, but you can still tear stuff when you're wearing
it. But it might help from time to time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, when you saw the Embiid, when he fell and his foot hit, all the force went to the knee joint.
Yeah.
And I feel like if he had a brace on, that
it would have dispersed that a little bit, maybe. Maybe.
And, I mean, are the new braces made out of heavy metal?
No, they're light.
I would think they'd be like a carbon fiber.
They're light. Yeah, they can be carbon fiber. They're still restrictive, though, and they prevent you. You don't see a lot of guys wearing them unless they really need them. I can't imagine that the NBA would go in the same direction that college football has with the, you know, wearing of those things when you're not injured.
I mean, maybe they can look into some hybrid that's not as clunky, but it gives a little support. I mean, Frank, we know how much he completely despised the face shield a couple years ago.
And he hated the knee brace when he wore it earlier this season,
right,
too.
Right.
Yeah, it's just wearing anything. It interferes with you feeling your best.
Yep. Frank, give me a mother-daughter combo, real life or fiction.
I just started listening. It might have been taken. How about Judy Garland and Liza Minnelli?
Big answer.
Oh, haymaker answer.
Big answer, Frank. All right, buddy. Good phone call right there. 215-592-9494. Hey, up ahead, speaking of answers, we'll ask Elliot Shore Parks for answers. The Eagles offseason program as far as the phase that just ended in the books, how it went down, what lies up ahead. Does Elliot agree that Fletcher Cox historically underrated? And what's his reaction to this article here today in the Inquirer? All of that and more up ahead. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.